Making after school cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those who are interested in the activities students are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education. And I'm your host, Mike Wilson. According to Penelope J. Cornfield, understanding history is vital to our awareness of the condition of being human. It allows people to build and, when necessary, change. For example, during this time of social unrest, U.S. history is being critically examined unlike ever before. Now we see a movement by some to remove certain statues which honor individuals who oppressed others. Conversely, we see an outcry from others who claim that people are trying to change history. Ultimately, what we are witnessing is the effects of the holes in history which is being taught in schools year after year. Cornfield goes on to state that the study of the past is essential for rooting people in time. The feeling of rootlessness can damage a group of people's self-image as well as how they perceive others. That's why it's necessary to know the history of all people, not just one group. This brings us to the topic of today's podcast, Teaching American History Without Exclusions. I got the idea for this topic from our guest today, Mr. Howard Rosenberg. He believes American history needs to be taught without deletions or omissions, including the good, the bad, and the ugly. And he has experience with what he is talking about. Howard has taught middle school social studies in New York City for the past 16 years. In addition to teaching eighth grade social studies, he facilitates a mock trial enrichment class and lectures at local public libraries on the topic of unsung heroes in American history. Howard is also the creator of the website Trials of a Middle School Teacher. I'll put the link to access his blog in the description of this podcast. So, Howard, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm glad you were able to join us for this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast. My first question is in regards to your interest in history. I'm sure, like most students, you were taught American history in the traditional form, which concentrated on our founding fathers' westward expansion and the great and not so great wars and so on. Traditionally, majority of textbooks provided very little information concerning women and people of color. What sparked your interest in seeking a more diverse perspective of history?
Well, a couple of years ago, I traveled to the museum in the city of New York, and I went to their Hidden Voices exhibit, and it was fantastic. It was this interactive exhibit where these lesser-known New Yorkers affected history in such a positive way. This exhibit really inspired me to want to find more unsung heroes. I can give you an example: David Ruggles, a New York abolitionist who wouldn't sell products in the early 1800s because it might be made by slave labor, was inspiring.
Can you elaborate on the importance of history, including more diverse and authentic voices?
Well, providing students with a more well-rounded view of history is extremely important. The students need to be taught not just the standard narrative that we've been learning over and over for years. Students need to see and hear themselves in the classroom. They need their stories validated in the classroom. And the more they see and have their stories validated, it's the more likely they will believe that they could shape the future. And that's what I strongly believe that, and I think it only would help students.
Traditionally, history is written to tell the contributions made by a small number of very influential people who most people know. However, you state that it is important to share the stories of the thousands of people you refer to as unsung heroes. Can you explain the meaning of the term unsung hero and how their contributions shaped history?
Oh, sure. I typically refer to unsung heroes are people who have made significant contributions to society, but are forgotten. or overlooked. And in history, you could be forgotten or overlooked for many different reasons. One, you could be purposefully forgotten due to your race, your gender, your religion, your age, your philosophy. You could be outshined by someone else, that there might be another historic character that is so overwhelmingly popular that you just can't hold a candle to. I'll give you a good example. In 1965, when Cesar Chavez walked out with at the Delano grape strike in California, he became synonymous with the Delano grape strike in 1965. He went on a hunger strike for 25 days, and he spoke with Robert F. Kennedy. But not too many people know that Larry Itliong, a local Filipino farm worker and organizer, he really started the strike, and Larry Itliong really persuaded Cesar Chavez to go on strike. So it's so valuable to teach the Cesar Chavez and the Larry Itliong together.
I know that the school day approves the curriculum, and at times, due to time constraints, it's very difficult to go beyond what the history books tell us in school. However, those limitations do not apply to after-school programs. What are some of your suggestions to make history come alive and go beyond just the school day's textbooks?
Well, in my opinion, lessons need to be more relatable to kids. They need to be cool. I have found local stories to me really pique the interest of most of my students. I recently started teaching about Rosalie Garner Jones, who is someone local to New York on Long Island, New York, who marched 250 miles from New York City to Albany, which is tremendous. And the kids really responded well and were amazed by her achievement. And in addition to that, I've also found that kids love stories from people who look like them. I recently started teaching about the battalion of African-American servicewomen from World War II who cleared out a backlog of mail in Europe and in France and in Britain. And the story doesn't get much attention, but it's so compelling that the kids really love it.
Let me ask you, because you mentioned about finding experts or people who've actually lived part of the history that is being taught. I was fortunate enough to last year accompany my daughter on a field trip. Houston has the Holocaust Museum, and they were studying in the Holocaust. And so the teacher, you know, asked parents if they were willing to take their children on a Saturday, and we'll just all meet up, and we went to the Holocaust, and they had a Holocaust survivor there. So I think it was moving to see that those people are still alive. You know, it's not just in the history books, and it wasn't that long ago. And then ironically, a couple of weeks later, their basketball team played a Jewish school. And so I was talking to my daughter about it, and she brought up that if those students were alive during the Holocaust, even though they're the same age as her, there's a good chance that they still wouldn't be here. And so I think it really hit home, and it brought the lesson to life. How can after-school programs and even school-day programs find experts to speak on their experiences regarding historical events?
It's so powerful to bring in someone with firsthand experience. Bringing people in, you can call it your local VFW, museums or historical societies usually have speaker bureaus who are more than happy to send people to you or have people come over. And I can tell you, it's very powerful to have people with firsthand experience explain in detail their experiences. It pales in comparison. I could teach about the Holocaust, and I could teach about how segregated units were treated in World War II, but I can't. My rendition would pale in comparison to someone who walks in my classroom and describes it and tells me about it. And everyone should, all teachers, I encourage you definitely to reach out to local historical societies because they're so eager to speak to the children.
Now, you've mentioned children's books and animated movies as great resources to align with historical events. Can you give some examples of these books and movies and how they could be incorporated in an after-school program?
Well, when I teach the Industrial Revolution, I try to incorporate Click Clack Moo by Doreen Cronin. It's a children's book. It's a silly book, how cows go on strike because they want electric blankets. And I use that as a springboard to talk about strike studies, strikes of the Industrial Revolution. And it's very effective. The kids try to find out who are the cows and who is the farmer. And we always relate it back to the story. And the kids really respond well to that. I very often will play the Lorax for my students when we study the Industrial Revolution too, because the Onceler is a great springboard to those greedy robber barons, because they subscribe to the same sort of economic philosophy, you know, that survival of the fittest. And whenever I can use any sort of historical fiction novels that are told from the point of view of people who have been marginalized, I try to use them.
When I was a teacher a few years ago, we always had book fairs. And I remember one time getting a book called Baseball Saved Our Lives. And it was about a young boy in an internment camp in California, Japanese young boy. And he spoke about the camp, but he also spoke about how, you know, baseball was something that brought the families together and was a momentary release. And the irony of that for me was, I mean, I was an adult, I was an educator. I had never known that aspect of history. And so it did intrigue me to do a little bit more research on that aspect. I also read another children's book, and it dealt with the Navajo Code Talkers. And I had never heard that part of history. So I definitely agree with you that children's books and a lot of the animated movies that come out have stories and messages that we can relate to different time periods and actual historical events that have occurred. What other suggestions can you give after school providers regarding services that they could provide to enhance the history lessons their kids may be receiving in school?
Well, I would suggest just following the kids. Some of my best lessons are just led by the kids' interest. I try to create a classroom as best as I can, and as welcoming as possible, and I always encourage my students to give their opinion. I always tell my students, I have taught the Civil War 17 times now in a year, and the Civil War never changes. But what does change and could change is their opinions. And I always encourage them to voice their opinions and tell me what they're thinking and make a connection. And that could lead to fantastic conversations that everyone can learn from.
Yeah, it's interesting. Both of my parents, I'm blessed that they're still alive. And my dad's a big history buff. He was in the military between the Korean and the Vietnam War. And he never did actually experience combat, but he had friends and colleagues that went. And I went to D.C. with my family a few years ago. And, you know, he did give us the names of some close friends of his who died in the Vietnam War. And I believe, there was a Mel Gibson movie that came out not too long ago. And my dad was in that unit, and he had just married my mom, and she had gotten pregnant with my older brother, and he decided not to re-enlist because they had just started a family. But when the movie came out, he said, hey, you know, that's my unit. So it definitely did bring for my family, it brings history to life, just knowing that we have relatives that have experienced and lived through some very critical aspects of history. And, you know, sometimes it may appear history is repeating itself a little bit. Howard, do you have any final comments?
Well, I would encourage everyone to just keep your eyes open. And there are opportunities to find unsung heroes and unsung events all over the place. In newspapers, museums, historical fiction novels, new novels. They're all over the place. And if you're looking for them, you can find them. And I love talking about them.
Yeah, and this is definitely a critical part of U.S. history. And so, you know, as the students that you work with and the students that we work with, as they age and have kids of their own and grandkids of their own, it's going to be interesting how history is told about what is currently going on during this day and age.
Without a doubt. That's why I intend to, with this day and age, with the Black Lives Matters movement that I plan this year, I'm going to read the Ghost Boys by Jewel Parker Rhodes, which connects so well with what's going on today.
Making after school cool.
Well, Howard, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast, where our topic was teaching American history without exclusions. As always, I want to thank our listeners for listening to this episode. And please join us for future podcasts as we continue to explore issues relevant to the needs of the out-of-school time field.